Live from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
More than a decade ago, Scott Peterson was found guilty of murdering his wife and unborn son, but today he's appearing before a judge again. I'm Justin Andrews explaining why, up next.
And a high-stakes vote in the East Bay, why money is now pouring into the Oakland Police Department.
Plus, San Francisco Sheriff's deputies taking on a new role in fighting retail crime. The reinforcement on the way to keep your holiday shopping safe.
And the rush for boosters before the holidays, forcing one Bay Area clinic to run out of shots, where almost 200 people were just turned away. Good morning. It is Wednesday, December 8th. Ellen Keyes.
And I'm Ann Makovic in for Amanda, and we are starting off this Wednesday cool and cloudy again.
Let's get right to Mary Lee with a closer look at our midweek forecast.
All right. Happy Wednesday to you guys. Yeah, we're looking at cloudy conditions and areas of fog and tracking a weak weather system that could bring a few sprinkles, a few showers for us as we head through our day today and especially by tonight. And I'll show you futurecast in just a moment, but it is a foggy start in some locations down to a quarter mile in Fairfield. So dense fog for you, looking at 2.5 for Petaluma and 3 miles for Concord. So as we go through our day, we're going to continue with that cloud cover. So cool and cloudy day, most of us in the 50s as we head through our afternoon. So mid to upper 50s along the coast, upper 50s around the bay, and mid to upper 50s to low 60s inland with the chance to see a few showers. And I'll show you futurecast here. As we go through our day, you can see that cloud cover. And there we go with the chance to see a few isolated showers. So if you are getting ready for the day, you might just want to bring that rain jacket just in case if you're lucky enough to see it. Here we are at 7 p.m. with some light scattered showers as we head through this evening with this weak weather system picking up just a few hundredths of an inch of rain. Not a whole lot. And there we go with our temperatures in the 50s for many of us. But tracking an even stronger storm system, we're quite excited about that. I'll show you that 7-day forecast coming up in just a bit. But now let's check in with Ann for a look at traffic and how the roadways out there.
Not so good for super commuters right now. And 580 traffic sensors showing very slow speeds westbound leaving Tracy. It'll take you over 50 minutes to go from Interstate 205 to Dublin. At the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza, seeing a backup at the pay gates right now. The metering lights are on and a fog advisory in effect over the bridge right now. An 11-minute drive from the maze into San Francisco.
Happening today, Scott Peterson will be resentenced for the murders of his wife and unborn child nearly two decades ago.
KPIX 5's Justin Andrews live outside the Redwood City Courthouse where Peterson is set to make an appearance. Justin.
Absolutely. We all remember that day back in 2004 when the world watched, or the nation watched, as Scott Peterson was found guilty of murdering his wife, Lacey, and their unborn son. And then in 2005, he was sentenced to death. But if we fast forward to last year, back in 2020, that's when the California Supreme Court ruled to overturn his death sentence. Here's why. They found some jurors were improperly dismissed. So today he will be sentenced to life in prison. Prosecutors say they won't seek the death penalty again, though. But even after his resentencing today, he will have to come back to court in February for a hearing that will determine if he gets a whole new trial based on that claim of juror misconduct. A retired Superior Court judge who has been following this case very closely gives us some insight on this. Take a listen.
And the allegation is that a female juror lied on in answering questions about her background and her own experience, specifically with whether or not she had ever been a victim of domestic violence. Anytime there is juror misconduct, it doesn't automatically mean that the case gets thrown out. The judge has to determine, did this juror's misconduct deny Scott Peterson a fair trial?
Now, Lacey Peterson's family could potentially give some statements with this, but we know today is the beginning process of what could be happening next for Scott Peterson. We're live in Redwood City this morning. I'm Justin Andrews, KPIX 5.
Now, Justin, I know it's early, 6 o'clock, but set the stage for us outside the courthouse. We know these high-profile trials draw a lot of attention.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to pan a little bit. You can see all the media personnel right here. We have reporters from, you know, all of the networks here because a lot of eyes on this. And it really has been for the last several years with this. So that's really the scene. I know you mentioned earlier that, you know, when this trial was going on more than a decade ago, there was a line to get inside the courtroom. We haven't seen that yet this morning. But again, a lot of attention, certainly, on this case. I'll send it back to you.
All right. Lots of eyes, as you mentioned, Justin. Thank you.
Live look at Oakland now, where money is going to be pouring back into police resources following a pivotal move. The council decided last night to fund two more police academies. That is going to add 60 more officers to the force, putting staffing back above the voter mandated minimum of 678. That vote came after a terse exchange between council member Carol Fife and the police chief.
Are you defining bashing by city council members saying that there's the clearance rate is one out of six homicides and that our constituents are saying that they're not getting calls answered or responses?
We can have difference in opinion, but I just hope that people would understand that this is a difficult job.
The chief says the department anticipated losing five officers a month, but right now they're losing eight officers a month.
A live look now from San Francisco, where new safety measures are being taken as we get closer to Christmas and all of that holiday shopping underway right now.
KPIX5's Jocelyn Moran joins us in studio with what is being done to protect businesses and shoppers out there.
That's right. And as you mentioned, especially as we head into that holiday season, here's a big one. San Francisco supervisors yesterday approved legislation that allows off-duty sheriff deputies to work as security guards in retail stores and other businesses in the city and county of San Francisco. Now, currently only San Francisco Police Department officers are allowed to do this. So now this extends this to sheriff deputies. The hope is that it will help meet the demand for increased security at businesses. It's a partnership between the police department and the sheriff's office. Both say they are committed to preventing the smash and grab thefts that we have been seeing happen. Take a listen.
The fact of the matter is the San Francisco Police Department was unable to meet the demand for what was asked of us. And now we have our partners from the San Francisco Sheriff's Department that will help alleviate those shortages.
We have many opportunities to provide public safety and services. This is one more opportunity for us to do so with our staff, who are all trained as peace officers, to be a part of the solutions to the problems that face us all as a community.
Now, supervisors say this will be paid for and by private entities that choose to hire them. The terms behind the decision head for a final vote next week. Live in studio, I'm Jocelyn Moran, KPIX 5.
Also in San Francisco this morning, some confusion about the future of all those popular parklets that popped up during the pandemic. Business owners have been expressing concerns over new rules and regulations and possible fines. But in a post on Medium last night, San Francisco Mayor London Breed says the parklets are here to stay. Right now, no one is being fined or forced to change their parklet right now, except in extreme cases. And she adds the city is working with businesses to notify them of changes that need to be made, and they're also providing grants.
I think that if there is a need for the vaccine, we will have a vaccine in March.
Pfizer's CEO making this announcement as the Omicron variant continues to spread. Less than 2 hours ago, the drug maker announced early lab tests show boosters provide protection against the Omicron variant. That comes as researchers in South Africa say that new variant partially evades Pfizer's vaccine. Meantime, Pfizer's CEO adds that its antiviral pill will also be effective against that new variant. Now, here in the Bay Area, there's a big rush for COVID vaccines and boosters before the holidays. One clinic in San Mateo County was forced to turn away almost 200 patients. A county spokesperson confirmed that hours before the 4:30 opening Monday, 180 patients were told they'd need to reschedule their appointments. The cause was a staffing shortage with the third-party vendor HR Support in charge of the clinic. Over at the county's event center last night, things seemed to be running smoother.
We're seeing a lot of people that we know with double vaccinations that are contracting COVID.
It's important so we can be with our family this holidays.
Now, remember, it does take 2 weeks for vaccines to be fully effective. When it comes to boosters, the CDC says it is safe to mix and match.
New data released by Berkeley Unified shows district students over 12 years old were nearly six times less likely to get COVID-19 than unvaccinated students. The data mirrors statewide trends showing lower rates of infection in vaccinated people. Since the start of the pandemic, there have been only two small-scale outbreaks at Berkeley schools. For more information on the vaccines or how to find booster shots, check out our guide on KPIX.com.